We Satya Sai Organization Sri Lanka humbly offer at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba a performance entitled Women in Brahma Vidya. This performance explores to share the reality of women in spirituality and the guidance of Bhagwan to bring out our innate divinity as women.
Sarvabhutadharam Syantam Sarvanamadharam Sivam Satchidanandarupam Advaitam Satyam Sivam Sundaram Sarvarupadharam Syantam
All forms should be peaceful.
Sarvanamadharam Sivam.
Yavari Hudaimulopala, Sarvatra, Sarvakalamayantu, Sarva Pradeshamayantu, Deva Chintanuntu, Adiyamanaku Sivam.
The heart that thinks of God's name everywhere, every point of time.
Sachidanandarupam Advaitam.
మనకు అద్వైతం ఏమిటి? సచ్చిత్ ఆనంద స్వరూపమే అద్వైతం.
వాట్ ఇస్ దిస్ నాన్ డ్యువాలిటీ? దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ అవేర్.
అది ఏ మన ఆనందమే అద్వైతం.
ద వెరీ బ్లిస్ ఇస్ నాన్ డ్యువాలిటీ.
బ్రహ్మయందున నీవు నీలోనే బ్రహ్మ. బ్రహ్మయందున నీవు నీలోనే బ్రహ్మ. బ్రహ్మయే నీవు బ్రహ్మయే నీవు నీవి ఆ బ్రహ్మయగును ఇంతకంటెను వేరెత్తి ఎరుగపరతు సాధు సద్గుణగణ్యులవు సభ్యులారా ఇంతకంటెను వేరెత్తి ఎరుగపరతు సాధు సద్గుణ గణ్యులవు సభ్యులారా సాధు సద్గుణ గణ్యులవు సభ్యులారా.
ఇట్ షైన్స్ మోర్ దాన్ దట్ ఆఫ్ ఎ సన్. ఇట్ ఇస్ సాఫ్టర్ దాన్ ద క్లౌడ్స్, సటలర్ దాన్ ది స్పేస్. దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ది బీయింగ్స్ ఇస్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ డివినిటీ, బ్రహ్మన్ హింసెల్ఫ్. There's nothing in this world where there's no God. He is all awareness in all of the beings. You are the very embodiment of Brahman. Brahman is within you. You are Brahman. What more else is to be stated to the members of this august assembly?
Om Sri Saiya, Women in Brahma Vidya. Bring out the innate divinity and make the human beings who spend their time in worldly pleasures by considering this mundane life as immortal with the realization of divinity is one of the aims of Bhagavan's avatar. Bhagavan says that handicaps are those who did not possess yoga and blinds are those who do not have wisdom. Bhagavan spells out about the spiritual lives of women as this.
Women have the right and are eligible to be in Brahma Vidya.
Yes, women have the right and are eligible to be in Brahma Vidya.
It is one of the prime obligations of women in involving Brahma Vidya.
Yes, it is one of the prime obligations of women in involving Brahma Vidya.
The women who have been involving in Brahma Vidya, like these are qualified to transfer it to their generation and society.
Yes, the women who have been involved in Brahma Vidya are qualified to transfer its values to their generation and society.
Sairam?
Sairam child. Sairam Guru Auntie.
Guru Auntie, I have a doubt for a long time. Could I verify it?
Yes, child. Sure, you can.
What is meant by this? Women in Brahma Vidya? I cannot accept this statement. Traditional male saints declare that Brahma Vidya is not suitable for women.
Yes, like these women are denied to chant Gayatri Mantra and Vedas. But our Bhagavan gives us the rights and opportunities to chant these scriptures. Bhagavan spells out the involvement of women in Brahma Vidya in Prashnotra Vahini.
What did Bhagavan say?
We have to recall Bhagavan saying at this juncture that Brahma Vidya and Siddha Sutti do not depend on sex at all. All who are ill have the right to take the medicine that cures.
Swami says that the woman is equal to man in spiritual emancipation.
But I can see only male ascetics and saints.
From the Vedic period onwards, women have attained Brahmajnana, like male ascetics and saints. They even prove that they can attain Brahmajnana while leading Brahmacharya, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa. Swami, in his discourses, mentioned that Gagi, Madhasala, Chudala.
Sulabha and Maitreyi are shining examples of mighty heroines in the spiritual realms. Through this we come to know that women can get spiritual attainment just like men.
Bhagavan says that whether men or women who can observe the restrictions and regulations have an equal right to benefit by the medicine of Brahma Vidya. That is my Vedic.
Gargi, who was well revered in the assembly of King Janaka, was an example for women as equal to man in spiritual emancipation. She was titled as one of the 9 Navaragna in the assembly of 8 male sages. Now you are going to see an event happen in the palace of the Emperor Janaka, who excelled in learning and wisdom. Scholars, sages and priests assembled in Emperor Janaka wished to know who was the most erudite Vedic scholar was. So, he confined 1,000 hows in a pen and fastened on the horns of each 10 pada of gold. And the most erudite scholar, Yajnavalkya, in the assembly ordered one of his pupils to drive the hows home. In this regard, Yajnavalkya was challenged for a debate by the woman sage, Gargi.
The learned assembly, I shall ask Yajnavalkya 2 questions. If he answers me, none of you can defeat him in discussion.
Ask, O Gargi.
Oh, Yajnavalkya, that of which they say that is above the heaven, beneath the earth, suspended between heaven and earth. Tell me, in what is it woven? Like the web and the roof.
It is flung across the unmanifested Akasha.
I bow to you, say. Now, raise yourself for the others. Or say, what pervades the Akasha?
That, O Gargi, the nobles of Brahman call it Asura. It is neither gross, nor subtle, neither short, nor long. It is without exterior or interior. It does not eat anything, nor is it eaten by. Under the mighty rule of this Akshara, the sun and the moon are held in their respective positions. under the mighty rule of this Akshara, heaven and earth are held in their respective positions. Whosoever in this world, without knowing this Akshara, offers oblations, performs sacrifices, and practices austerities, finds all such acts but perishable.
None of us can defeat this sage in argument about Brahman. Thus Yajnavalkya comes out as victor.
Oh, it is surprising to know that women are equal to men in Brahmajnana. In those days,
women gained spiritual attainment not only in those days, but in any age by engaging themselves in Brahma Vidya and devotion as well. Women are self and tied in small piece of wood, turn not their power. How many changes will come in our society when women become to realize their greatness?
Bhagavan says that the Atma has no distinction, such as male or female. It is eternally conscious, pure, self-effulgent. If we distinguish it as male or female, it can only be called as Mithyajnana. It can never be called as Atmajnana.
Now we can see the event happen in the life of Sulabha, who had been indicated as an example by Swami for women who can attain Brahmajnana like men. Sulabha is a good example for women who can attain spiritual emancipation by leading a sannyasa unmarried life. She argued with the King Janaka in front of the learned scholars of the assembly.
Who are you? Where have you come from? And where are you going?
The five primal elements are the same in all bodies and beings, and the same consciousness pervades all existence. Therefore, if King Janaka were truly knowledgeable, he would not ask me who I am, as he would know that he and I are essentially the same. To regard his own self as different from the self of other beings is to lack wisdom.
You are delicate, shapely and youthful woman. Therefore, it's doubtful that you have controlled your senses.
Basically, human body is a vehicle to practice Brahma Vidya and attain jnana. If we practice proper discipline, we can be able to overcome bodily pleasures. This is common for both male and female bodies.
Though I am a king, I am a renounced soul. Grahastha is superior to the ascetics.
Despite all his wealth and authority, a king is always afraid of others and a prey to fear, grief, love, insomnia and unsubstantial happiness. The king is attached to these. King, I discuss and argue not to glorify myself or to humiliate others, but only to express the truth. That is my vision.
Guru Aunty.
Saira.
Mother, Guru Aunty has come. Please bring her tea and show tea.
Oh,
never put an end to this work at home.
Mother, you are saying that work at home are endless. So then how can you allocate your time for sadhana? Yesterday, Auntie told about Sulabha. She is an unmarried sannyasi. But in grihastha householders like you don't have time. Is spiritual emancipation a daydream for you?
Child, jnana and spirituality are part of our lives. We cannot separate them from our lives. They cannot be searched anywhere. They are followed by us in our everyday life. Bhagavan spoke strongly to integrate spiritual life with worldly life.
As we distinguish that spirituality has to be followed in puja rooms, temples and Sai centers, timelessness is put forward as a complaint. We consider the necessity for spiritual emancipation and obligation are secondary issues. This is the basic reason for the thought of timelessness.
Do women attain Brahma Jnana while in householder stage of life?
Our journey towards spiritual emancipation is obstructed as we give more importance to the transient pleasures of the daily life and involve in them. Women can attain Brahma Jnana in their householder's life by following Brahma Vidya. Bhagavan shows Chudala and Madhusala as examples for this.
Who is Chudala?
I renounce my royal duties and pleasures. And I am going to get jnana.
It is really a mystery of thinking the life of Chudala, who without involving any of the pleasures of queen's life, walked towards spirituality and divine stage of life.
Why is it mystery? Worldly pleasures are transient. They are just like mirage. The scenes, those we see, and the pleasures we sense, all are maya wrapped around us. Most of our lives have been wasted just like birds wrapped in the net. We can see those comments in the speeches and talks of our Bhagavan. We are left behind to identify these comments as we have been deeply immersed in the worldly life.
This queen who has been involving in spiritual life has to neglect the duties which are defined in the society and family life. Am I right?
Who said that? Those who have engaged themselves in the spiritual life will fail to perform worldly duties. Though Chudala and her husband came to know the mortal state of the world, first Chudala attained jnana. When her husband was reluctant to have Chudala as guru, the king went to the forest. Chudala, who had already attained Atmajnana, took the responsibility of the regime and helped her husband for spiritual attainment.
I am performing my royal obligations perfectly as well as willingly, better than previous stage of life without Brahma Jnana. I perform dharmas without lapses and I help my husband to attain jnana as I have already attained jnana. Does the lotus which grow in the mud offers beautiful flowers without being polluted by the surrounding mud?
Sairam?
Sairam, Guru Aunty.
Have you clearly understood that women engaged in Brahma Vidya activities in the different stages of Ashrama?
I come to know that those who are in the Grihastha stage of life, like Chudala, can participate in spiritual advancement. Then, what is the situation for the middle-aged Mahilas? Have they passed their age for spirituality?
No. To answer questions like those, Bhagavan gives an example from the spiritual life of Maitreyi, who attained Brahmajnana while in Vanaprastha stage. Let's have a look on Maitreyi's transformation.
Yajnavalkya, at a particular stage of life, wished to renounce the world and to give away his worldly possessions. There is a dialogue between Yajnavalkya and one of his two wives, Maitreyi, about transient worldly possessions.
Venerable sir, if indeed the whole wealth belonged to me, would I be immortal through that?
No. Immortality cannot be achieved by having wealth.
I don't want anything which cannot lead me to immortality. Preach me the ways to attain immortality.
The husband, wife and sons are dear for the sake of the Atma. Atma should be visualized in everything. Anyone who takes him to be different from the Atma is rejected.
Yajnavalkya helps for the spiritual emancipation of Maitreyi, and Chudala helps her husband in this respect. Those who are involved in householders' life help their partners in spiritual desires and inspiration.
Yes, what you have said is correct. We have to stop fighting with each other. Changing our involvement based on female or male differences. All of us should unite together in the spiritual journey and help others join. This is what revealed through Bhagavan's creations and teachings.
Yes, sure. No need to go to the forest to attain jnana. We are not only have to enrich our lives as urban yogis, but also help the people around us for enriching their lives.
Yes, yes. We are the modern urban yogis, not to go to the forest.
Oh, my child, you are well developing to understand Bhagavan's teachings in proper way.
Child, you have Balavigas class today? I'm not ready.
Okay, mother, I'm ready. Because you are the parents leading spiritual life. You guide us in that path.
Yes, daughter. Bhagavan guide us, his devotees, to attain transformation and children through Balavigas education to spiritual blooming.
Guru Aunty, do you have any examples for women who engage their children in spirituality?
Madhusala, there was a queen of a regime, preached her four children about the definition of Atma and Maya of worldly possessions. She was an example of a woman sage. She attained Brahmajnana while a Grihastha. When she guides her youngest son to Brahmajnana, conversation between her husband and Madhusala follows as,
why do Kshatriyas need spiritual emancipation?
Don't you know that all these are Maya?
I could know it. But what can I do? I am the savior of this country.
it's my duty to protect the kingdom from enemies. There is neither king nor enemy. There is no friend or foe to the Atma. So, there is no need for fighting a war.
Oh, now only I understand that attainment of a spiritual journey by a woman guides not only herself but her whole generation as well in the right path.
In this regard, as parents, we have to be qualified ourselves as examples and are eligible for the spiritual attainment of our children. My child, don't you know that age is not an obstacle for the spiritual attainment, and it can be achieved through willingness, practice and effort?
Yes, mother. From this I myself come to know women are equal to men in their spiritual emancipation. Their marriage, family bonds or brahmacharya stage of life, or the duties as a mother, or any other bondage or relationship, won't be an obstacle for the spiritual emancipation, and think that obstacle is mere an illusion, but nothing.
Guru Aunty, I can't believe myself. Oh Bhagavan, how has my little daughter been transformed by the teaching of Swami? I wholeheartedly thank you and Sai Center making things possible even in this century. Om Sri Sai Ram. Om Sri Sai Ram.
We should not waste most of our lifetime in achieving transient matters in this mortal world, and should give more importance to the matters which enrich and empower. For this, we have to follow Swami's teachings.
Om Sri Sai Ram. 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 Om Sri Sai Ram.
Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Satyam Brahma, 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 Satyam Br
Sai Ram.
Koti namaskarams at your divine lotus feet. It is extremely overwhelming to witness your priceless love and grace constantly showered upon each one of us during this musical journey. Swami, we, your children from Sri Lanka, feel immensely blessed to be drenched in your unconditional love and to offer a garland of divine melodies entwined by the string of devotion. For you are the Nada Brahma Swarupa. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. गणपति देवा जय 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 गणपति देवा
जय 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 गणपति देवा
जय 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 गणपति देवा
जय 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 गणपति देवा
जय जय
ಪಾಂಡನಾಯಕಾ ಬಾಬಾ ಪ್ರತಿಪುರಿ ಪರ ಬಾಬಾ ಚಾದರ ಸೂರಜ ತುಮರಿ ಬನಾಯ ಚಾದರ ಸೂರಜ ತುಮನೆ ಬನಾಯ ಕಲಿಯಾ ಸಾಗರ ತುಮನೆ ಬನಾಯ ಕಲಿಯಾ ಸಾಗರ ತುಮನೆ ಬನಾಯ ನದಿಯಾ ಸಾಗರ ತುಮನೆ ಬನಾಯ
ತುಮನೆ ಬನಾಯ
ಶಿರಡಿ ಪರ್ತಿ ತುಮನೆ ಬನಾಯ
ಶಿರಡಿ ಪರ್ತಿ ತುಮನೆ ಬನಾಯ
ಶಿರಡಿ ಪರ್ತಿ ತುಮನೆ ಬನಾಯ
ಪಾಂಡನಾಯಕ ಬಾಬಾ
ಪರ್ತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಬಾಬಾ
ಬುಲು ಜೈ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್ ಬುಲು ಜೈ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಬುಲು ಜೈ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಬುಲು ಜೈ ಸಾಯಿ
ರಾಮ್
ಬುಲು ಜೈ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ರಾಮ್
ಬುಲು ಜೈ ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ
ಮಂದಿರ ಮೇ मस्जिद में साई राम,
मस्जिद में साई राम,
गुरुद्वारे में
साई राम,
गुरुद्वारे में साई
राम,
गिरिजागर में साई राम,
गिरिजागर में साई राम,
गिरिजागर में साई राम,
गिरिजागर में साई राम,
बोलो जय सत्य साई
बाल गोपाला,
नवनीत चोरा है बाल गोपाला,
स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संरक्षक भक्त जना संरक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना श्रीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतीका आपद्बान्धवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदैवमु मरियन्तयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्तयुनीवे नाथ ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नाद ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्राशयना ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूप ओजस्वी साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगल हारती अंधुको मंगल हारती अंधुको मंगल गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा ओम शांति 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 ही समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोकाः सुखिनो भवन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः जय बोलो भगवान् श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय